Could you speak your name into the microphone?
Sandra Danke.
And tell me, we heard a lot over the last few days, you know, toasts to the wives and the families, and I heard a lot of comments from the riflemen about the support they get from their families. Can you comment a bit about what it's like?
What it's like to be a military wife?
Yes.
Well, I knew absolutely nothing about the military when I met my husband. I was in nurse's training, and he was with the Airborne Regiment. He had left the Queen's Own and broken his ankle, so I met him in the hospital, and we got married within the year. So I knew nothing about military life whatsoever, but the military family are all very supportive of when our husbands are away. They're always somebody there to turn to. And it could have been the colonel, the commander's wife, or somebody, you know, that you had only met at a function somewhere.
So it's this strong network of wives that you turn to.
Yes.
Turn to each other.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, we're still, when we think of these people that we have known for 40 odd years, and you may not have seen them for 40 years, but there's still some special relationship there that, again, if something happened now, you know that you could turn to these people and they would be there for you.
Even though they may be spread out geographically as
correct.
Well.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And I've heard people comment that, you know, their relationships like godparents and things like that amongst the families
yes,
of the riflemen.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's there, and I our daughter's godparents are
Bill and Brenda Milnes,
who Wayne has known from almost day one of his career. And I've heard other people talking about, you know, well, we're their godparents, or, you know, and these people have been together for 50 odd years. And so they have that relationship as well.
What do you think makes the bond so strong?
What does make the bond so strong? I guess because we're in the same boat, so to speak, and we know that our husbands are going to be away, and that we're going to be left, you know, keeping the home fires burning, and we're responsible for, you have to look after everything when they're away, whether it be for 6 weeks or 6 months or a year. For a lot of them, it was longer than that. And so you take over. And, he was gone for 6 months to Cyprus, and when he came home and our kids were just about 2 and 3 years old, I had to work at fitting him back into our schedule, because there for 6 months you just had yourself and the two kids to you know, organize, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, somebody else in the house that has to be organized. So.
So it's a shared experience,
yes,
that you can relate to each other.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know you talk to your civilian friends and they say, well, how can you stand having him away? And I just sort of say, well, how can you stand having your husband home 24/7?
And how have you enjoyed the last couple of days?
Oh, this has been an exceptional time. It's been so well organized and so good to see people that I haven't seen for probably 20 years. And as Wayne says, he hasn't seen for 35, 40, 45 years. And I think everybody has really, really enjoyed it. And the turnout has been tremendous. And, you know, especially when you look at the ages of some of these people, they've really, really made the event by being able to be here.
Anything else you'd like to share about
your experience? I've been married 41 years, so it must be wrong.
No, it's, I mean, we have had a number of postings outside of the country, and everything has been positive. We have never had a negative posting. There's never been anything that I haven't liked about where we've been. And so it's been good, you know, and I mean, we, you know, support each other. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, hope that helps.